Daniel Jones took his first live pass rush since tearing his Achilles this week, and he answered it with a touchdown drive. In Tuesday's joint practice at New England, Jones led the Colts' first-team offense on a two-minute march against the Patriots' first-team defense, down 7, hitting Tyler Warren 3 times, once on what the Colts.com training camp notebook called a picture-perfect deep ball toward the sideline, and finishing with a touchdown throw to Josh Downs. The June preview of Jones was deliberately unresolved. The case for him was easy to state. Before the December tear, he was in the best stretch of his career, completing 68% of his throws with 19 touchdowns against 8 picks and 5 more scores with his legs. And Indianapolis backed that form with 2 years and $88 million, 50 of it guaranteed. The case against him was one tendon, and we refused to pretend any pattern could price it. The checkpoint we named was specific. Forget the 7-on-7 clearances. The real medical report would be full team drills against a live rush. That is what Tuesday was. Shane Steichen called it out himself in the Colts.com notebook. "I was just really pleased with the whole operation. The communication at the line of scrimmage, going to the right spot with the ball, guys making plays for him." He added that he was satisfied with the offensive line's protection in what the team acknowledged was Jones's first live rush environment since the surgery. Jones then sat Thursday's preseason game, but that was the plan all along. The Colts and Patriots announced ahead of time that both Jones and Drake May would sit, per the Associated Press via the Washington Post, and the 13-13 tie belonged to the backups. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. We said the production was real, and the tendon was the only question, and the tendon just passed its first real test, on schedule, against starters. The honest boundary: one scripted 2-minute drill is not 4 quarters. Nobody was allowed to hit him low, and the designed run part of his game, 5 rushing scores last year, has not been tested at all. Next week brings a heavier load. Joint practices with Atlanta on August 19th and 20, then the Falcons game on August 22. Watch whether Jones takes actual game snaps, and whether any designed movement shows up in his reps. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.